Welcome to today's episode of the Smart Productive Mom podcast. I am your host, Lucretia, and today we are talking about self-discipline. So we are going to be going into the difference between motivation and self-discipline. And then after that, we are going to talk about the productivity loop and how it is the foundation for you to get things done. And it starts with how you're thinking and feeling. So that's a little clue there about what we're going to be talking about. And then we're going to go into how action leads to motivation. And just remember that a body in motion stays in motion. So once you get started, it's easier to keep going, but the hard part is to start. So if you are interested in that, stay tuned for today's episode and make sure you grab the free Productivity Power Pack. It includes a time blocking template, a meal planning template, a 20-minute cleaning checklist, a daily cleaning checklist, and a morning routine checklist. So grab that. The link is in the description below, and that will help you get started with managing your time. And you can pair that with all of the self-discipline strategies that I'm going to be sharing with you today. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take the overwhelm out of motherhood, so let's dive into all the juicy goodness. Let's hop into the difference between motivation and self-discipline. Motivation is the condition of being eager to act or work. Motivation is really an emotion. So you feel motivated to do something. And that's why it's unreliable, because it kind of comes and goes. Like, you are not always motivated to keep your house clean. You're not always motivated to eat healthy or to work out. So it just kind of comes and goes. And that's why we don't want to rely on motivation in order to stay consistent. The key is the self-discipline. And self-discipline is the ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations to abandon it. So that means that even though you don't feel like working out, you're going to do it anyways. So even when you get that temptation or that little voice in your head that's like, oh, I don't have time for this, I can do this later, which we know we're not going to do it later most of the time. So even when you get that little voice, the self-discipline is going to help you stay consistent. And if you listen to episode 38, I go through what I call the SCORE method, and that is also what is going to help you stay consistent and follow through with your habits. Before we go into the productivity loop, let's talk about a few more reasons why we should not rely on motivation, because a lot of people wait until they feel motivated to do something, but action is the first step to feeling motivated. So you start taking action and then you feel motivated to finish cleaning, or you start working out and then you get motivated to keep going and finish the workout. So it's action first and then motivation. So here are three pitfalls for just relying on motivation. First is, like I said earlier, is that it's just a feeling. And as with other feelings like love or happiness, they kind of come and go. So you don't always feel them, but they are still able to come about whenever the right action is taken. So that's with motivation. You can be motivated, but you have to start taking action first, and then you'll feel motivated. The second reason we don't want to rely on motivation is because it's unreliable. It doesn't show up consistently. So we can't really just force ourselves to be motivated to do something. It doesn't happen that easily. And so that's why you don't really want to rely on motivation. You'd rather rely on self-discipline. And the third reason is that it usually requires an external factor. So if you are wanting to get up and deep clean your house, you may feel motivated to do that because you have more energy since your baby slept through the night. Or you might feel motivated to clean because you bought new cleaning supplies, so now you're excited to use them. Or you got new meal prepping containers, so now you're excited to meal plan. So things like that, those external factors can help you build motivation, But again, it just doesn't show up consistently, and that's why we don't want to rely on it to get anything done. Now we're going to hop into how to be more disciplined, and this is what I like to call the productivity loop. It is the foundation for getting things done, and it starts with how you're thinking and feeling. And you can remember this by using the acronym AMPS, A-M-P-S. So the A is for awareness. You have to be aware of your emotions and how you're thinking. So there is the emotional awareness cycle, and it starts with your thoughts, and your thoughts translate into your emotions, which translates into your actions, and then that is the result you'll get. So your thoughts go to your emotions, then your actions, and then you get a result. So let's put that into an example. If I am thinking that I need to clean the kitchen, there's dishes in the sink, and I'm thinking that I need to go ahead and clean the dishes. So my thought is, okay, let's do the dishes. And then that triggers an emotion. So an emotion could feel overwhelmed. I feel overwhelmed. So if I'm feeling overwhelmed, then the action could be that I start scrolling through my phone and watching TikTok videos. And the result of that is that the kitchen doesn't get cleaned. So that is the emotional awareness loop. It all started with a thought, and it just trickled down into a result. A positive example of that could be, okay, I'm thinking that I need to do the dishes, and then my emotion could be motivation or exciting because I have new cleaning supplies, so I want to try them out. So then I go ahead. My action is me going ahead and getting up to go in the kitchen and wash the dishes, and the result is a clean kitchen. So everything we do starts with a thought, and that thought leads to an emotion, and from that emotion, we take an action, and then it produces a result. So that's pretty much how everything operates within our brain. We start with a thought, that thought leads to an emotion, the emotion leads to an action, and then we get a result. So that is the first step, is just being aware of your thinking and being aware of the emotion that your thoughts are creating. The second part of this is the M, so that's managing your thoughts. So like I said, your thoughts create your emotions, and that is what's going to lead you to your actions and then your results. So you definitely want to start being aware of how you are thinking, and that is going to lead into how you're feeling. So you want to reframe your thoughts. So you want to push through those feelings like, I don't feel like it, because that thought often comes up whenever something important is happening and we really need to do it. Your brain is going to tell you that I don't feel like it. And that's just a form of self-sabotage and a way of keeping you stuck where you're at. So whenever your brain, sneaky little brain, says, I don't feel like it, go ahead and push through that, reframe your thoughts, and, you know, try to build up that motivation. So if you are thinking motivating thoughts, then you can produce the emotion of motivation, or you can trick yourself into feeling like you're motivated to get something done, and then you will have taken action that will produce the result that you want it to produce. So managing your thoughts is the M, and then the P is your purpose. So you need to know why the task is important anyways. So with productivity, you are producing a result. So if you go in to clean the kitchen, the result you're producing is a clean kitchen. If you go to cook dinner, the result you are producing is a meal. So productivity is about producing results. But you're only going to produce the result and follow through with that task if you know why it's important. So always know why you're doing something instead of doing things just because you think you should, or that's how you feel like you're supposed to be doing that. If it's not important to you and you don't know why you're even doing it, then the chances of you following through with that task is going to be even lower. And then the last part of the productivity loop is the S, and that is to start small. So start with small changes instead of trying to do massive lifestyle changes all at once. So what we commonly will do is get frustrated with how things are going in our day-to-day routine, and so we try to start a completely new routine instead of just fixing one part of our day at a time. So instead of completely crashing and burning your entire routine and trying to start all new routines from scratch, just start with something small. A small change could be adding in a quick workout while your baby is taking a nap, or instead of trying to cook 5 days a week, letting it be okay that your family eats out twice a week. Or think just simple things like that. Just take a simple change and just don't make it a big deal. Like, nothing needs to be this big deal. We don't need to catastrophize and make things a bigger deal than they really are. And remember that progress over perfection. So don't go in with the idea that you need to do everything perfectly. And this is why a lot of people struggle with like using planners and trying to plan their day, because they're trying to do it perfectly. It's your day. You're not going to mess it up. You're the one that determines what's right and what's wrong for your day, just like you determine what's right and what's wrong for your life. So progress over perfection. Don't aim for perfection. Just start with small baby steps and work your way up. Okay, so that is the productivity loop, which is the acronym AMPS, A-M-P-S, which stands for awareness, manage your thoughts, purpose, and start small. So remember that when you are trying to be more self-disciplined and actually trying to follow through with what you say you're going to do. And if you want to go deeper on this topic, you can listen to episode number 38, where I share with you the SCORE method and how that also will help you stay consistent and follow through with your habits and goals. If you haven't already, go ahead and grab your free productivity power pack so you can start managing your time, creating your morning routine. Start with a simple meal planning template, and it includes some really good checklists and templates in there. So go ahead and grab that. It's completely free, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.